This is Louis Navalier. It is Wednesday, December 15th. Well, I just want to update you folks on the retail sales report and I expect the Fed to say today. The retail sales report was, for lack of a better word, disaster. It was only up 0.3% in November. Comms were expecting 0.8%. Electronic and appliance store sales declined 4.6% in November, but gas station sales rose 1.7%. Excluding gas station sales, retail sales only rose 0.1% in November. So essentially, the higher prices at the pump are basically sucking up all the money in consumers' pockets, and they're not spending. Now, there were some other interesting statistics. General merchandise store sales declined 1.2% in November, led by a 5.4% drop in department store sales. But non-store, which were online sales, were unchanged. So that was quite shocking. The only really strong part was sporting goods sales. They were up 1.3%. And I can tell you, sporting goods sales have been led by gun and ammunition sales in recent months. So I suspect that's continuing. So very, very poor retail sales report. So that means we're going to have downward GDP revisions. We're not going to be growing at 8% in the fourth quarter. We're going to be growing at probably 4% or less. So we'll get some big downward revisions. We have had positive exports, and as the trade deficit narrowed, that helped boost GDP growth. So the economists are trying to figure out their tea leaves. In the meantime, this means we're probably going to have more of a dovish FOMC statement, because the Fed's job is to engineer a soft landing. Soft landings make inflation cool off, but it's easier said than done, okay? And if any of you ever been flown a plane, you probably know it's kind of hard to do a soft landing on an aircraft carrier. And that's kind of the Fed's conundrum. So I'm expecting a pretty dovish FOMC statement, but I do expect that what we call the dot plot, which is a survey of the FOMC members, is going to show that they're going to be raising rates 2 to 3 times next year. That's key rates. So the Fed funds rate will be up to 0.75% probably, with maybe even more rate increases in 2023. The Fed is just going to get their rates in line with market rates. That's all they're doing. So it's actually pretty easy to be a Fed chairman. You just follow the market, just so you know. As far as the quantitative easing is concerned, we do expect them to reduce that from $105 billion a month to $90 billion a month. They might give some further guidance that they want to wind it down further. But that's fully discounted, okay? So the only reason the Fed could rock the markets today at 2 o'clock is if they taper more than expected or have more rate increases than I just said. So I think we're going to be okay. Meantime, China is slowing down. China is becoming increasingly isolated. The Biden administration just banned U.S. companies from doing business with eight companies in China. One is the world's leading drone manufacturer. And but China is slowing down as an economy. Germany's really slowing down as well. It's a very large economy in Europe. So what we expect is this demand push inflation caused by an economic rebound is going to cause prices to eventually moderate. Now, a lot of it is weather related here, folks. We have cold winters. Natural gas prices are going to soar. It's pretty cold out west already. But of course, in the center of the country, in the Northeast, it's been has been not that bad. So we shall see. Okay. As far as I'm concerned, the Fed's going to be dovish today at 2 o'clock. We'll get some confirmation of that at Jerome Powell's press conference that starts at 2:30. Jerome Powell doesn't always do the best at these press conferences. You know, the Fed is all about keywords. So it'll be fascinating what keywords they use in the FOMC statement. But I'm anticipating that we'll have a relief rally. If not today, we'll have it tomorrow, because we'll just be glad that the FOMC decision is over and we can move onward and upward. The big news out there for you folks on the interest rate front is the institutional and international buying pressure for treasuries is relentless. And Treasury bond yields remain remarkably low, despite inflation. And that's just because, compared to the rest of the world, the U.S. is an oasis. So foreign capital flows here. It represented 69% of the 10-year Treasury sales last Wednesday. So this is the holidays. If you remember an earlier podcast, I kept telling everybody to wait till the last week of the month to buy. I'm expecting a nice rally in late December. We might rally a little going into Christmas and all, but the big rally will be after Christmas and just before the new year. And then we should gap higher in January, new pension funding, new money flowing in the market. All that should help quite a bit. So I know this has been a very uncomfortable period for a lot of people, but this is the holidays. And this is how markets act during holidays. And December overall is a seasonally strong month. The second half is better than the first half. And hopefully we'll see evidence of that in the upcoming days and weeks. So that's it. I just want to update you that that we're, again, most likely going to get a dovish FOMC statement in the wake of today's very poor retail sales report. I'll keep updating this podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody. It's Louie Navalier.